91X News.
It's plus two with light rain at 1 o'clock. I'm Harrison Perkins with 91X News. A Belleville man is facing fraud charges related to selling hockey tickets over the internet. Belleville police arrested the suspect yesterday afternoon. Brent Weisflock will be in court in January to face charges of fraud and false pretensions. The city of Belleville is about to lose the use of another rink. Reporter Lane Sidor has the story.
2012. After that, the rink will be decommissioned following the loss last year of the ice surface at the Memorial Arena. That means Belleville will be down to four rinks. Director for the Belleville Minor Hockey Association, Simon Chappelle, says the closure of the Dick Ellis will hurt minor hockey.
It's unfortunate that they're mothballing it after the 12th, so there is a bit of nail in the coffin, so to speak, that after March 12th, the Dick Ellis will be no longer. And then we'll be back to four ice pads and rep teams and other girls' rep teams who require the additional ice for practices are going to have to continue sourcing ice outside of the city of Belleville.
Vince Panetta is the president of the Quinte Red Devils. He says decommissioning the Dick Ellis wouldn't pose any problems this year.
When the Dick Ellis is closed, what it means is the teams, the Belleville minor hockey teams that typically would use the Dick Ellis, if it's closed, now they want more of the ice we traditionally use.
Teams will continue using the Dick Ellis for the remainder of the season, but after that, no one knows what will happen. Lane Sidor, 91X News.
Belleville Fire Prevention Bureau laid three charges yesterday at a home that didn't have working smoke alarms. The Ontario law requires working smoke alarms on every story of the home and outside all sleeping areas. Charges can range from $250 up to $50,000. Well, Prime Minister Stephen Harper will be in Washington next week for his long-awaited border security meeting with U.S. President Barack Obama. The PMO has been trying for months to arrange the meeting with the White House to roll out a much-hyped Canada-U.S. perimeter security deal. Harper's spokesman says the leaders will discuss trade and security as well as global issues. A proposal by Hastings Prince Edward MPP Todd Smith to restore the ability of municipalities to oppose green energy projects has been killed at Queen's Park. The Liberals and NDP voted against the Conservative private member's bill to give the municipalities more say over new wind and solar projects. The bill was aimed at removing a section of the Green Energy Act that stripped municipalities of their decision-making powers. Smith says green energy projects are being built over the objection of local residents. That's 91X News to 103. Here's Kurt Weiss with sports.
All right, we'll start off with the OHL. The Belleville Bulls travel to Kingston tonight to finish off the home-and-home series with the Frontenacs. They won their fourth straight against the very same Fronts Wednesday by a score of 4-2. Game time tonight is 7:30. And in Junior A, both the Trenton Golden Hawks and the Wellington Dukes are in action tonight. The Hawks are going to play Lindsay and the Dukes battle Peterborough. And in Junior B, coming off their 3-1 win last night, the Picton Pirates clash with the Campbellford Rebels tonight. Game time for that is 7:30 as well. In the National Hockey League, the Buffalo Sabres goalie Ryan Miller will dress for the first time in almost 3 weeks when the Sabres host the Red Wings tonight. But he's just as a backup. Miller hasn't played since he got a concussion on November 12th. Calgary Flames have announced defenseman Mark Giordano has ruptured tendons in his leg and will be out indefinitely. He has an MRI scheduled in 3 weeks' time when his status will be evaluated. And six NHL games on the schedule tonight. Bruce Boudreau will coach his new team in the Anaheim Ducks for the first time as they host Philadelphia. Edmonton hosts Columbus, Detroit visits Buffalo, New Jersey battles Minnesota, the Isles play Chicago, and finally St. Louis is in Colorado. In the NFL, Colts quarterback Peyton Manning is making a little progress. Coach Jim Caldwell says Manning will increase his work at the team complex, but they're not sure when he'll return to regular practice. The four-time league MVP had neck surgery back on September the 8th. And ending with Major League Baseball, the Miami Marlins and free agent closer Heath Bell have agreed on a 3-year, $9 million deal, according to ESPN. And that's it for your sports. Remember to email us your team or league scores to sports@91x.fm. Now here's Harrison Perkins. He's got weather.
Thanks, Kurt. Today, a few rain showers and wet flurries ending early this afternoon, then clearing, temperatures steady near plus 4. Tonight, clear, low minus 8. Taking a look at tomorrow, sunshine with increasing cloudiness early in the evening. then a 30% chance of showers, the high tomorrow plus 5. And taking a look at Sunday as well, showers with a low of plus 1 and a high of plus 9. It's plus 2. I'm Harrison Perkins with Kurt Weiss. 91X News is on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2.